It's tourney time, and BetRivers Sportsbook has your game day covered with a mystery offer. Head over to BetRivers.com today. Buzzer beater insurance, profit boost, parlay insurance, and more specials are waiting for you every day of the tournament. All you have to do is log into BetRivers today on any tourney game day and see your mystery madness special. Go to BetRivers and get rewarded all tournament long. Go to BetRivers.com today or download the BetRivers app. Your hometown sportsbook, BetRivers Sportsbook, BetRivers.com. 21 located in Indiana. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. 1-800-994-8448.
Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker. Earn $14.50 per hour in an essential job, plus get money for college. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Can I ask you guys something? I guess I can. It's my show.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
You're a bum. Come back for one more year. Yeah. Make it special.
We love
Sign
you.
My t-shirt.
And James Strebel.
I know more sports than you do, bum.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I think he equated it to like Ben Howland or something like that when he was at UCLA and just said he wasn't. He just doesn't have that, like, wired coach, like, I got to watch everything, every living moment, second of it.
He's like Jeff Walls.
There it is. 24 minutes in, baby. I love it. I knew it was coming, but it just smacked me right in the face. And go ahead and mark that.
Title game tonight. You can catch that coverage beginning at 7 o'clock right here on ESPN 680 1057. But I will say, we will have another hour here on The Take. Andy Sweeney, James Strebel, Mitchell Hannigan hanging out with you on this Monday. And then coming up at 6 o'clock, a little bonus hour, you'll have Mike Pratt and Dan Issel talking to LaFonso Ellis. Okay,
yeah,
got LaFonso Ellis. You got to let's see what else you got here. We got a little Bobby V and Jay Billis and a little Seth Greenberg coming your way for the bonus hour. And then our Westwood One pregame coverage. So we are absolutely loaded. And that's all presented by Bill Collins, Ford UPS Jobs, and fueled by Kroger. Obviously, the big news today, Mike Woodson continues to make moves at Indiana. Dane Fife, now seemingly the longtime assistant at Michigan State, next to Tom Izzo. He comes back home as an assistant coach. He comes, to Indiana, and then Indiana keeps Christian Lander. Mm-hmm. Decides to come back, and all sorts of news there with Keon Brooks. What will he do, if anything? Devin Askew has put his name officially this afternoon in the transfer portal. So it went from, quite frankly, nothing going on,
at
3 o'clock, we got one story, and then Mike Woodson's made news multiple times.
Yeah, it definitely seems like everything's coming together, and I know that the options open for the transfer to possibly come back. It very much sounded like, with John Calipari's statements, that they're not going to be an opportunity, I don't think, for Devin Askew to come back. I think this is it, and he's gone for good. I don't think there's any testing the waters. I think he's in that transfer portal, and he'll stay in the transfer portal.
Well, let me ask you guys this, because on Friday I brought this up, just in passing. We obviously, on Friday, we get to the mixtape at 5:25, and so some things, when you have a segment like that, we had a guest on, you just lose things along the way.
Sure.
You're talking about Mitch's sunburn, which we need to get to, or Blankenbaker hanging out with Gunter Brewer at Keeneland in some sort of swanky dining
Saturday.
Room, banquet room. I mean, all these things. We got a bunch of sound, Mitch. We haven't played any sound. Now I forget what we're even talking
you
about.
You said you mentioned something passing
about
on Friday.
Oh, that I feel like Louisville and Kentucky fans aren't nervous about their roster construct, but I don't know if that's true. I mean, right now, Louisville hasn't lost anybody, and, there's a few guys on this team, if Sam were to leave, or obviously Jalen Withers, but all this is ridiculous. I mean, right now,
sure.
Louisville hasn't lost anybody. We'll see what happens, and Kentucky, until today, hadn't lost anybody, and then they lose Askew, and it's whatever.
Yeah, I don't think there's a lot of reaction.
And so I don't know if that's the right reaction or not, but there seemingly is a lot of confidence that, like, I have seen Kentucky fans, this means Devion Mintz is coming back, and that means Calipari is going to go get an elite point guard. And I'm like, okay. Like, okay, that might be fine, but a big-time point guard coming to Kentucky wasn't changing with Devin Askew today. One's not the other. Devin Askew officially putting his name in the transfer portal is because if Cal brings anyone in, probably going to be ahead of Devin Askew.
Yeah.
And, of course, if I gave you the kid from Minnesota, what's the kid from Minnesota's
Marcus
name?
Carr.
Marcus Carr. Yeah. Okay, I've got to act like I've seen him play. I have seen him play a few times. Probably had him plus the points against Indiana.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, if Mintz comes back and Carr becomes a Kentucky Wildcat, along with Kellen Grady, and then who's the kid they're bringing
in?
Nolan Hickman.
You're feeling good.
There's no doubt where Devin Askew fits.
Yeah.
And it's that he doesn't, and that he's fifth. If you have, you know, three guys, he's the fourth guy.
Right.
Like, we all understand that. And so when they make statements that they're coming back like he did, I don't want to rehash the Askew stuff. But I love how he leaves today, and Kentucky fans, their pivot is, well, going to get an elite point guard. It's like one of those is not the other.
No.
Yes, you very well. But Marcus Carr wasn't like, damn, do I go to Kentucky because I'm worried about Devin Askew.
Right, his
so,
minutes.
Like, this is, and again, it may happen, but it's Kentucky fans who understand the optics of what we said was a, of what I said earlier, was a sad weekend of Cal on TV talking about, hey, remember, Calipari, you were once undefeated. Yeah, we remember what happened there.
Yeah.
And, hey, you know Johnny Juzang.
He's awesome,
and
right?
And Cal's just had to bend the knee to Johnny Juzang, and then he goes out and is awesome on Saturday night. Is awesome, okay? And, like, literally nearly pulled them to this game, okay? And then you have the Devin Askew news. So I'm interested in why this area feels very confident that they're just going to get the guys necessary that are going to make them really good. Plus, you have all the rumors. I mean, listen, there's a lot of rumors out there that Keon Brooks is, like, thinking about what he's going to do.
Yeah.
That is very much out there. So I just don't – again, I think everyone around here – I think Indiana is going to be much better. I think Louisville is – is a Carly Jones decision away, and then filling in another spot. Mitch, you'd agree with that, right? One more probably transfer somewhere
right.
along the
if
line.
Carly decides to stay.
But I just I'm struggling with Kentucky, and here's one reason. T.J. Walker put this out on Twitter, the sports talker who's
sports
battling
talker.
Everybody right now. He said Hickman, Askew, and then TBA, and then Grady. And then Mintz, and then Allen and Toppin as the three, and then Collins, Brooks, and Hopkins as the four, Shebue and Ware as the five. He goes, if you're complaining about that, you can kick rocks. Is that a good roster?
From what we saw last year,
I'm asking because it's also incomplete.
It's an incomplete roster.
It's an incomplete roster. We know I think there's at least one or two moves here, maybe multiple moves here that Calipari makes.
How many of those?
Shebue was okay.
He was okay at West Virginia.
Lance Ware wasn't.
No.
He wasn't very good last year.
No.
I mean,
we
that
don't
roster.
Don't know about Mintz. Nolan, I mean, Cal's doing everything different because he doesn't believe in players like Nolan Hickman
right
now.
Yeah, that's why he's trying to load
Grady
him.
Has to make a big move, which I think he will. I don't think he's going to be Nate Sistina.
Like fall off
okay,
when he loses Kentucky.
Or something like that.
Yeah, he'll be more like he was at Davidson.
But I also don't think he's going to put up the numbers because Olivier Sarr didn't put up the numbers.
Yeah, he did not. No,
okay,
100%.
I mean, he didn't put up the numbers. And then I mean, Allen and Toppin, I like Jacob Toppin, but I think he needs to be a starter for sure next year.
We talk about Allen and Toppin. How
good is that roster?
We talk about Allen and Toppin the same way we talked about Sam Williamson last year. I feel that when you list out that roster, I was like, man, that's kind of how Louisville was before the season. Preseason, they're a borderline top 25 team.
That's what it sounds like.
Guys having top 25, some guys didn't. That's what that roster sounds like to me, is a borderline top 25 team.
I agree with you, Mitch. The way it's constructed as is, and you don't. And again, Askew's gone, so he's out of the equation. We have no idea what Davion Mintz is going to do. I mean, it could be.
There's a lot of ifs, but we understand that.
Yes, but I mean, you could have after this week, if Davion Mintz does make a decision and he decides to go to, you know, test the NBA or overseas or whatever he's going to do, then the only guards you have on the roster are Nolan Hickman, Dante Allen, and Kellen Grady, and that's it. Because now Askew's gone, and if you lose Mintz, that's not a good spot to be in, right? I mean, look.
And Chi-Wei was good at West Virginia, but he
wasn't
good, great.
But he wasn't great.
And Ware was bad.
Ware was bad. We don't know about Damian Collins
and
yet.
We don't know about Brooks. Well, I'll give you – no, I mean,
Damian Collins is a top 10 player.
I'm giving you that a couple of these guys are going to be players.
Yes, but is that
– I'm not trying to make it be bad. I'm not even coming at it from a negative viewpoint. I'm saying, is that good?
That is an okay roster. I don't think it's a good roster. I think that's an okay roster. That's a roster that if you get to the Sweet 16, that's a big accomplishment.
Now you pick up another big-time recruit, and you pick up Marcus Carr, and we'll see what happens with Davion Mintz.
Then you feel good.
Then we're having a conversation.
Yeah, then we have a conversation. But that there's a lot, like you said, like, that's I don't a know lot what, of ifs there.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, like I'm not just willing to say, okay, Allen's back, Toppin's back. Well, that's good. I don't know if that's good.
Allen and Toppin and Ware's back. We're set. We're cruising. I'm like, no, man. A lot of people, including me, had a lot of issues with the way Lance Ware played. A lot of people had issues with the way Dante Allen played outside of, what, three games? And then, you know, you add Toppin, who got, out of all those guys, was the best at the end of the season, but he still has a long way to go. It's not like you just plug Jacob Toppin in right now, but like, yeah, he's ready to go. Like, he's got work to do.
Call him a starter.
Yeah, exactly. Call him a starter.
I tend to think he will be a starter next year, but that's just me.
I think so too, but that
doesn't, I could be wrong.
That doesn't mean he doesn't have work to do. I mean, he still can't really dribble a basketball.
Oh, no, he can't dribble. Yeah. No, listen.
Exactly.
We are in full agreement. Yeah, there's no doubt about that.
So that's an incomplete roster.
Well, Mitch, how do you feel about it on the Louisville side? They don't need much more. They just need what? A big, and then if Carleek leaves, you're looking at one more guard, probably?
I would say probably, and who knows, you could have another player leave, like a Quinn Szczęsny, which opens up a roster spot.
I keep hearing that, but is that going to happen, I guess?
I mean.
Yeah, are we hearing it just because people are talking, or because there's actually movement behind it?
By the way.
Because a lot of people just talk.
You see those Kiki photo, a couple Kiki photos.
Oh, she did an Easter. There was a little Easter photo shoot.
There was a little Easter egg hunt.
Oh, there was
little Easter egg hunt.
Yay! Oh, hold on a second. Whoa! How?
Hang on here.
I'm just trying to see if there's a bottom. If there's a bottom to the.
Here,
that
here. You just take that.
I just want to put it
in your hand.
All right,
yeah,
okay.
We'll do a little analyzation.
There's not a bottom. I was right. Look, see how there's openings.
I see that
at the bottom there. Woo, woo. Yeah, the bunnies were out. Wow, that's that. Thank you for that.
Does that make you feel better?
That made me feel better.
Good.
I went from talking Kentucky.
Devin Askew.
Kentucky's okay roster.
Yeah.
Their okay roster, which is what it is. It's just to that. That boosted my spirit.
Yeah, but to IG models, like, yeah. I said in hour number one, telling me that he is risen.
Yes.
I don't need that.
I do agree with you on that.
I don't need an IG model to tell me that he is risen.
Or me and ugly people.
Yeah.
On Twitter saying he is risen, and you know, 2 days ago told me to go to hell. Because you didn't like my take on your basketball team. Yeah, people like that I don't need to hear from. I agree with you on
By
that.
The way, Big Easy just texted me. It's going to kill you. It's going to kill me.
What's Beezy?
I have never wanted Baylor to win a game. I got way too much on Baylor right now.
Do you?
Here's what I mean. Big Easy didn't ask me this. He didn't ask me.
Okay.
To be in his bracket challenge.
Oh, he had his own little bracket challenge.
Oh, of course, Easy's putting on, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars at stake.
Yeah. He didn't ask you. That's okay.
If Gonzaga wins, Lock wins over $1,000 tonight.
No! Oh, Baylor has to win. Baylor has to win. Scott Drew.
It's over. If Lock wins $1,000 tonight, Mitch, I'm never going to be able to say anything.
What?
I'm calling Locke if Baylor wins. I'm calling
he's
him.
Got, you have to.
He's going to wake Carolyn. He's going to wake. He's going to wake up in the morning to get ready for Spectrum News 1. There's going to be 613 missed calls.
Voicemails. Hey, Locke, what are you doing? So Big Easy, he just – why did he invite you to the pool? He invited Locke.
It's a great question.
Come on, Easy.
I was never invited.
You've known Easy longer than he's known Locke,
I've known
right?
Big Easy for like 15 years.
That's what I'm saying. You've known him a lot longer than Locke
has. Probably.
Why is he phasing you out?
It's a great question.
That's kind of ridiculous.
It's a great question.
I'm disappointed in Easy, and he's rubbing it in your face.
He is. Jason Entz goes, that may be the creepiest Streebles ever sounded. I heard Entz took a bath gambling over the weekend. Got sent a bunch of screenshots, Mitch. I'll take under. I'll take the under. Now you lost that one.
I heard he was bad. And speaking of, I'm not
going to. Go ahead.
He's going to get on Twitch. He's going to look at the girl in the elf ears, you know, playing Fortnite or whatever, and be like, oh.
Right.
So I don't want to hear it, Ince. I don't hear it come from you. You enjoy your elf ears.
Texas says, got to Mark Sweeney saying, put it in your hands as Jamie screamed.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
$1,000 to lock.
For
that
lock
would be crushing.
He doesn't need to win that money.
It'd be crushing. He doesn't need it either.
No, he doesn't need the money.
That's chump change for him. That's not going to buy. I mean, that's not going to buy
a saddle for that horse.
Yeah, not half a saddle. Nothing.
Nothing.
He's going right to the horse business. He's going right to hay and feed.
He's going to go right to Carolyn. Here you go,
honey. Exactly what's
gonna
going to happen.
Buy the horse something nice.
These Gonzaga fans are just going to be so pretentious.
It's going to be bad.
Someone brought up a great point. It's like, have you ever known anyone who went to Gonzaga? It's just a random school.
Personally?
No, their list of graduates is like not that, or alumni is like, it's not
that
great.
Impressive.
No.
I know.
John Stockton. Yeah, John Stockton and one baseball player.
Who's the baseball player?
Marco Gonzalez.
Nice.
Pitches for the Mariners.
It's a very, very random program, very nondescript program.
Texas says, Big Easy's, I'm in the bracket pool. It was an email list. Yeah, well, I know it was an email list. I'm not part of the email. That's the point.
Yeah, he wasn't enlisted.
Yeah, I know he's not mailing things out. Everyone's address and sending an invitation.
He's personally taking them to everyone's house.
Texas says, if Locke wins $1,000, he'll be a positive better for the next 20 years. Oh, longer than that, but you're right.
Oh, yeah. He'll never let anyone live it down. He won't talk on Twitter when he loses bets, but if he wins this pool, he'll go on Twitter. He's just going to brag about it. It's all he's going to do, brag.
Texas says, Jamie's wife doesn't like leftovers, but she got him.
I wasn't a leftover. I know you're very disappointed in that. Yeah, there you go.
Texas says, is Mac ever going to hire an assistant? Well, he's got to hire this Brandon guy.
Oh, the Cincinnati dude?
I need it for content.
Yeah.
Mitch, can you guys wait? Honestly, can you guys wait for the mental gymnastics that Blankenbaker and Rummage will have to do?
Oh, this great hire.
Well, you know, he ran off all these kids that everyone hated him at Cincinnati, and he got fired for cause, but that was their fault, not his. This guy is salt of the earth. Back 13 years ago, he recruited fill in the blank. I mean, this guy right here.
He makes TikToks with his children.
Yeah, Chris Mack's going to be able to keep tabs on him. He'll be a good guy for us.
They'll be on the same page.
I just cannot wait.
Yeah.
I almost want to do a post-game show.
When they hire this
guy. A special programming. We'll cut into the Reds.
Because you know all the calls.
If he gets hired tonight,
the national championship
we'll
game
cut
is
into the national title game and go live on all stations.
You get the reaction, all the positive calls. This is a great hire.
Listen,
home run hire, Mac.
We are pivoting to being pro Chris Mack if he does it because it's the biggest middle finger ever.
I don't think it's a big middle finger. I think it's fired for cause
at Cincinnati.
I don't think it's a middle finger. I think it's desperation. That's all he can get. This is what he can get.
You could see it that way.
Yeah, I think this is all he can get. He's got to have his buddy work with him.
I'm not ready to say that. I think that will become clear like it did with Petrino. And Petrino became clear.
Yeah.
The last several, like three defensive coordinators, like, oh, yeah, Louisville's screwed.
Yeah, Louisville's in big
There's
trouble.
No one who's like not a family member.
Yeah. It's family members and Brian
or
Van
bums.
Gorder.
It's bums or family members or both. It doesn't matter.
The family member could be
a
bum.
It's any of them.
Which was the case in a few of those situations, yes.
Texas says, Lander's staying at IU. Talk about it. Yeah, well, there we go.
We did. We said that Mike Woodson's hitting home runs. That's all he does is hit dingers.
Texas says, Log may not have told his wife yet that he could win the money.
Oh, he told her.
By the way, Diener just texted me and says the infield just opened up. I would imagine that's Derby.
Oh, the Derby infield is open this year. Wow. Okay, Mitch. Mitch, are you going?
Mitch isn't going to go.
To the infield,
is he? Or are you? I don't see that as being the case.
I've had the past, obviously not last year, but the 2 years before that, I was in the infield.
Were you really? Who would you go with? T-Scam?
The brothers, the bros.
Oh, the brothers.
I always got suckered into it. I'd always not do it, like not buy like the early ticket or whatever for like $70.
It's cheap. $60.
$60.
To the 2 days, $135 I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, and then I would never do that. And then the day of Derby, I'm like, man, I don't know if I want to go. And then always get convinced and go and pay like $200 just to get in.
Oh, it's torture. Goodness. I've only been to the infield with a press pass.
Really?
Where I could go anywhere. I haven't been to the infield.
As an observer?
To go to the infield. Yeah.
I went like 6 years in a row.
Did you sneak some stuff in?
Oh, yeah.
Like bottles 100%. It's supposed to be water, but they're vodka.
What I'd do is I would
fill your pants?
I would tape it to the side of my leg. Like.
Do you not just have a suit jacket? That has a pocket?
Not in the infield.
You just pull a fifth in there?
An absolute haymaker.
A suit in the infield? You don't wear a suit jacket to the infield. You wear, like, a tank top and, like, basketball shorts.
You got to save that for the mixtape. I just tape it to the side of my leg.
Anyway, it would be a bottle. And I'd walk in. You go to the urinal. you undo the bottle.
You undo.
And then you go in. You buy a big Coke. And, boom, you're ready to roll.
Yeah, I remember being in the bathroom, the men's room, and there were a group of ladies in the men's room.
Oh yeah,
everyone was cheering and doing the whole thing.
Yeah, because the women's bathrooms
animals.
would be like
it's animals. It's animals.
And it'd just be the line would be so long in the women's bathroom. The women would just go to the men's bathroom, and obviously the men don't care. Like whatever, come on in. And yeah, it's anarchy, and it's great. It's a great time. And then you always had the guy that tries to run from one end of the party line to the other end and falls off and then gets arrested. And everyone cheers. It's great. Yeah, I miss those days.
I know somebody. I will not say who. I'm pretty sure this story is true. I know I better not tell that on the air. I'm pretty sure I know somebody who threw, like, mud at a cop.
Oh, I'm
down there. I got power slammed.
I have a lot of...
I have
a lot of stories I can't tell on air.
Texas says, is Locke going to pay taxes on the $1,000?
It's Locke. Well, I'll figure that in.
Texas says, no chance Locke told his wife about the potential money. She'd be waiting on him like a schoolyard bully to hold him down and take the $1,000.
Well, Easy will text her and let her know. He'll say, by the way, Locke, that's what Easy should do. If Locke wins, he should text Carolyn and tell her he won the money and ruin Locke's spot.
Texas says, I hear Mac's going to follow in Bobby's footsteps. If Christy Mack is a hooper, he'd hire her. That would be a great story,
that would
too.
Be awesome.
I'm telling you. He hires this Brandon guy, we're all in.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be, and I just can't, the mental gymnastics everyone will do.
How great
will
he
is. Will be gold.
Yeah, it's gonna, well, they did the same thing. I mean, like, I forgot to text her. Said the positive takes on Brian Van Gorder, there weren't that many, but there were a few Louisville fans who were like, well, I said it's better than Peter Sermons. Yeah, that's good. Yeesh. Not bad.
Texas says, Strebel fills his pants on air every day. Texas says, Teddy Bridgewater tapes it to the side of his leg.
Well.
Texas says, tape to the side of the leg, he is risen.
Well, no.
That's the show. You feel uncomfortable there, but that's the show.
Well, no,
you didn't even know who Methuselah was earlier.
I did know who Methuselah was. I knew who was the oldest man in the Bible. I thought he was Noah's father. He was Noah's grandfather.
Not close enough.
Sorry.
437-9680. Mitch, do you want to do a little sound here? Do you want to say goodbye to some teams? Would that be something you would like to do?
Yeah.
And then maybe next segment we preview the big game?
The big game.
The big game. The game, the big game. Okay, so Gonzaga moves on. We'll get to the Zags here in just a second. UCLA, the 11 seed, they lost with dignity.
They did. They lost with dignity and pride.
I like my man Mick Cronin now. That's my man Mick
that's
Cronin.
Your guy,
I'll
Mick
buy
Cronin.
In.
All right.
So anyway, UCLA was represented by this sound.
Steve, Brian,
yes.
We're
yes.
counting our current roster and all the signees. How many of them will wear an NBA uniform? Not a G League uniform, not will go pro. How
okay.
many of the current roster and the guys being or that are assigned to play
okay.
will wear an NBA roster?
Okay, I have pretty basic for me. David, Sam, Dre Davis, Trainer, Let me see. Mike James, Wheeler. I'll go there as
if
guys.
If we get
I think,
seven
sure.
guys off this like list yeah. to go to the NBA, that'll be the most we've ever had.
Brian Hall was so happy.
Yes, Brian. Yes, it will. So there he goes. That's
yeah.
Mick Cronin.
Yeah, sorry,
we
Mick.
Say goodbye to that sound. All right, Baylor moves in. We'll get to, obviously, to them next segment. That's Lock on Spectrum. Mm-hmm. But we say goodbye. You know what's coming.
I know. I'm glad this is the last time we had to hear this.
You're happy this sound's gone?
I'm happy it's gone, yes.
You're happy that this sound is gone?
I am happy this sound is gone.
All right, 100%. Let's go ahead and play it. Houston was a debacle.
Yeah.
We say goodbye to Strebel talking about Carly Jones.
Yeah, I got
it. Stop it. Louisville fans are going berserk over a Radford player. Are you kidding me?
There's
a
the
Radford player.
Well, this is the fun today.
It's a better pickup than a Radford dude.
Oh, wait.
Is
wow.
it not? No, yeah. Oh.
Wait, you think Stop it's better it. Than Carly Jones?
100%. He's a Division okay. One, an actual Division One Big Five conference player. Yeah. That's been to the tournament and gone deep in the tournament. Yeah, excuse me if I think that's a better player than a Radford player. Pardon me. He starts. My bad.
Why'd you say Carly Jones?
Because he's a bum.
Carly Jones is going to ball out. I really think
oh,
he's going to ball
Jesus
out.
Jesus Christ. Your coach is just telling you he can't really play right. He's like, well, he's got to catch up. He's got to do this. He's got to do that. But he's got Moxie. He's got Moxie, fellas. He's got Moxie. He can't play at this level right now, but he's got Moxie. He's got swag.
I'm so sure.
He's got swag, everybody. Moxie and swag ain't going to do bleep when BJ Boston's
so
cramming
worried.
On I your mean, face. He wasn't pushed this hard at Radford and, you know, things in the weight room, and he's got a little catching up to do. Oh, you think going from Radford to the ACC, he's going to have some catching up to do? Do you, Chris Mack? You hear that, Louisville fans? He's trying to, like, be nice about it, but
wow.
your boy Carly right. ain't ready. He ain't going to be ready. This ain't his stage. He's going to get... smacked in the face with big-time college basketball. He's going to be on the bench saying, what the hell? I thought I was going to come out the number one JUCO in the country. What's going on? I read between the lines.
Why are you planting your flag against Carly Jones?
Because I'm going to be
reason.
Right. I'm going to be right.
Look at Carly Jones, man.
Yeah,
slashing.
Almost missed
and
it again.
Almost missed it.
Almost missed it again.
Instead he made it.
Yeah, guess what almost missing means? He made the damn layup, Strebel.
He made it.
Yeah, if he was going up against a real player, he ain't getting nothing. All 5'9 of them. Nothing. Watch him.
Nothing.
Almost missed it. And one.
Boy, you're really
way
this
to
is,
go, Carly.
This is what you're going to do. This
yeah,
is it.
This is it.
This is it.
This
okay.
Is it. That ball should have
just
fallen
watch
out.
The game.
I'm sorry.
Just watch the game.
I can't help it. This the evil side of me comes out every time Louisville basketball is on.
Carly Jones needs to thank me.
Yes.
He needs to come and he needs to pat me on the back and shake my hand and
no,
say, thank you, Mr. Strebel, or Round Daddy, or whatever you want to call me. Thank you for talking junk about me because now I'm good at Louisville.
I mean, you just doubled and tripled and quadrupled him down and everything else.
I was so sure that he
I mean,
was
you
not
were.
Gonna translate, but he played great. He was fantastic for Louisville. Fantastic.
Let's take a break. We'll wrap up the show next. All right, guys, I'm just going to go ahead and get your attention. Erectile dysfunction, whether it be ED or PD, you don't have to live with it. Get back your confidence, get back your love life, and do so. Get that better life back with the Hightower Men's Clinic. Sign up for that free consultation today and see how they can help you. 690-2800. It's a pulse wave therapy, FDA approved. All natural, non-invasive, no drugs, no needles, none of that stuff. And they have been around this area for quite a while now, helping men just like you. HightowerMens.com, 502-602-502-690-2800. It's the Hightower Men's Clinic, HightowerMens.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Kellen's very excited about the Women's Final Four tonight. He's like pumped about it. He liked it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just saying he liked.
Well, thank
he's
for
watched
that.
A lot of women's basketball. He likes it.
And James Strebel.
Yeah, he's like I'm cheering for UConn. So okay.
Yeah. Oh yeah, boy, yeah. You know what?
It's a Kentucky fan in him.
Yeah, that right there, man.
that is
the perfect spot. Of course he is.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Tonight, coming up at 7 o'clock right here on ESPN 680, 105.7, and over on 93.9 The Ville. And then a little bonus hour coming your way tonight on 680, 105.7. Jay Billis, LaFonso Ellis a part of that. Let's see, who else? Seth Greenberg.
Oh, here we go. Some heavy hitters.
Nice little trio there.
Yeah, heavy
And then at 6 o'clock, Scotty D going to be over there on 93.9 The Ville, an hour early, getting ready for the games tonight. Coop Hassan has texted me. Cooper Hessen.
Oh, he's okay. So he's dialed in, possibly. All right.
Well, I don't know if he's listening to the show. I doubt it.
But he's just texting you on a whim.
Yes.
Okay.
A tweet from Blankenbaker.
Oh, boy. Oh, yes. This is what we need. Okay.
You know it is.
Yes.
Adam Schefter, about an hour ago, reported that the Jets are trading Sam Darnold to the Carolina Panthers. Obviously, Teddy, I don't know what the contract situation is there, but they were trying to move on from him this year. I mean, that much has been known. Blankenbaker tweeted out, quote, tweeted it, poor Teddy. Kim.
Just Kim on Twitter. On Twitter, okay.
Put, he bleeped the bed for us. Blankenbaker doesn't know this person, okay?
Doesn't know Kim.
No, this is a Carolina Panther fan.
Okay, I didn't know that part. Okay, gotcha.
Okay?
All right.
Blankenbaker answered her back.
Oh, no.
Rule's fault. That's the head coach.
Oh, man,
Matt
it's Rule. Matt Rule's
it's
fault.
Matt Rule's
it's
fault.
Matt Rule's fault that Teddy hasn't really landed on an NFL team his entire career.
Yeah.
His entire career.
It's Matt Rule's
it's
fault.
It's Matt Rule's fault. Yeah, and of course. You know, Blank, he's got a cover for Teddy. It makes it. No, don't be mean.
Is Blank
don't
done,
be mean.
Is Blank done after he went with Gunter Brewer and the Louisville, Louisville coaching staff to Keeneland and was taking pictures and hobnobbing?
Oh, yeah.
So, he can't call you Russia.
He can't call us Russia. He can't make it. Oh, please like me, Cal. Please like me. He can't do that anymore.
No.
You're out there with coaches for Louisville.
With my man Gunter Brewer.
Sucking up to Gunter Brewer. Like, please like me, Gunter.
Giving loser picks.
He kind of walked into the office and was bragging about it a little bit, too.
Oh, of course he was. If I would have
what
walked
did he,
in.
Wait, hang on. What did he say?
He
what
walked
he
in. Me and Grossman were sitting in the bullpen, and he knows damn well I was in Cincinnati this week. He was like, were you boys at Keeneland Saturday? And
knowing damn well you guys weren't at Keeneland.
Yeah.
Like, knowing that you weren't at Keeneland.
He's like, yeah, I was with Gunner Brewer and some GA on the Louisville staff. We hit this pick five. And me and Cream were just like, then him and Cream were just talking horses. I'm like, dude, I'm just trying to get my stuff done. But
oh, of course, Grossman has a thought on that.
On horses.
Grossman made it 6 minutes before he interjected with Dan Issel and Mike Pratt.
Like, I had no idea he was with Gunner Brewer. But Blank just he's almost bragging about it when he was walking into that.
Of course he's bragging. It's one of his heroes. Gunter Brewer is one of his heroes. He got to hang out with him. Did he get his autograph?
But at least the
That's
Kentucky guys are sucking up to Daddy Cal.
Yeah,
they're sucking up to
Gunter Brewer.
Was Scat there?
Was Ledford there?
Was
oh,
he
I'm
back
sorry.
In Boone?
I forgot about Ledford. Yeah,
I heard it's beautiful in Boone this time of year.
Satterfield just in the mountains right now.
He
North
is.
Carolina.
He ain't worrying about nothing.
Hey, he wakes up every morning. The dew's just rolling across the hills.
He got his cup of coffee. He's got his Folgers.
You're damn right.
He's
ready
to
go. No one's got it better than Satterfield in the hills.
Bearskin rug on the wall.
So you're telling me he was openly bragging about it in the office.
Yeah, because me and Green didn't bring it up. Me and Green were just, you know, shooting a you-know-what, and Blank just comes rolling in. It was like,
was anybody at Keeneland?
Yeah, was anyone at Keeneland on Saturday? I'm like, bro, I've tweeted about the Cardinals-Reds games 50 times on Twitter. You know damn well I wasn't.
You know
Crean works a bajillion hours here at the station. You know he wasn't.
He's like, do the same thing to Andy and I. If we were in the studio, he would walk in.
What a
douchey
thing to say.
Oh, I was there with Gunter Brewer. What about that?
He's like,
we had
a pick five. It paid out $48.
No big deal. Had a pick five with Gunter Brewer.
What's Gunter Brewer doing? We're talking about this from the blank. Are they friends?
I don't know.
Was Big Red Louie invited?
A Gunter Brewer and Blankenbaker friends.
I think they are. I think this solidifies it. Do you see the smiles on their faces?
Good for them.
It wasn't like a pity picture. That was like, I'm hanging out with you picture.
Because I saw, listen, I put that on Twitter. Should I not have at-tweeted it? Should I just put it out there as a tweet? I don't know what to do.
By the way, Jordan
Geronimo is also back for Indiana.
Mike Woodson.
I don't know. I remember who that guy is. Only by name, not by face.
Yes.
I don't remember him. He was just a guy on Indiana's team
last
year.
Didn't they get the guy that transferred? Isn't he staying too, that didn't play? Who's that guy, Mitch?
Wait, say that again. Sorry.
The transfer that Indiana had come in this
Parker
season,
Stewart?
Play. Parker Stewart.
Yeah, he's staying.
He's staying too.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, okay. Daryl Files says, I've unfollowed the Panthers because they ditched Teddy.
Oh, come on. The NFL doesn't care that you like Teddy Bridgewater. If he's not a good quarterback, they're going to move on from him. It's the NFL. If they don't think you can play, goodbye. And I'm unfollowing the Panthers. Wow. Matt Rule's crying. He's weeping right now. Oh, the Louisville fans are mad at me because I got Sam
Is
Darnold.
Steve Rummage going to come at me?
Oh, man. Oh, gosh. Blankenbaker's fighting with Kim. I may have made a mistake.
Wait a minute. This U of L sheriff guy, he knows Gunter Brewer.
Can we trade him back? Can we send Sam Darnold back? Come back, Teddy.
Mitch, I want Gunter Brewer on the air tomorrow just to ask him about Blake. That's all.
We just want to ask about Keeneland.
I don't care about the freaks.
No, the freaks are Flyville. We just want to ask about Keeneland.
I don't need Flyville.
Are there any left?
Oh, no, don't say that, Mitch. You were fine last week. You said, Fitzpatrick. I mean, come on, get him
around
there. Oh, he was just a three-star.
Yes, he's a three-star. We're not worried about these Georgia State transfers.
You said that they were loaded at skill
position.
They're
ready to go. They're the skill position team.
We argued about it for 3 days last week.
They have a
you can't see my smile from here. I'm just – that was just a joke.
Oh, yeah.
No, here's what happened to Mitch over the weekend. He went to go watch the St. Louis Cardinals. And he became an assassin.
Yes.
He became an evil, mean assassin who was getting ready to just want to go at Reds fans.
Eviscerating them.
Calling them poverty franchise and peasants and little brother and everything else. That's the Mitch that we need to be a Kentucky fan. But instead, he pivoted to a Louisville fan and just a honk sad one.
But not a fun one.
Not a
fight with people.
No.
Mr. Analytics. He puts out, like, analytics and percentages and stuff. Like, no, you got to call Kentucky fans bums. You got to go come on here and yell at me. But, no, why can't you do that?
I used to be a terrorist Kentucky fan. I used to be like you, Strebel.
You need to until I looked
around, and there's a bajillion of those people, and I was like, wow, this is really lame.
Well, there's a bajillion of Louisville people like that, too. You got Mark Blankenbaker and Daryl Faust. Arguing with the Carolina Panthers because they traded.
Can you name one more?
Sam Darnold. I'm sure there's more. I'm sure there's. I mean, those are the only two we've been aware of, but I'm sure there's more out there. How dare he? I mean, come on, come back over. Let's team up, Mitch. Come on.
I mean, you as a Cardinals, as a St. Louis Cardinal fan and a UK fan.
Oh,
I mean, you would be maximum.
I would. Yeah, I would, but that's sorry.
Why didn't you put a picture of your sunburns on Twitter?
Why didn't I?
Yeah, I think you should have put a picture.
It was an awesome sunburn.
Yeah, it was a great sunburn.
It hurts. It hurts like hell.
What are you doing to treat it?
Have you put any aloe vera on it?
Oh, yeah, every 30 minutes at the apartment.
Some calamine lotion? What are you putting on there?
Did you bring any aloe vera into the station?
No.
Would you let – who's at the station right now?
Kreen.
I mean, Kreen stayed the whole day.
Scotty D will be here at some point.
Nice.
Show starts
would
at
you,
6.
Would you let Scotty D apply aloe vera to your legs?
I don't think he would be. He would do it very
harshly. He's a giving
harshly.
Man. No, he's a giving man.
He might help out.
He's gave his life to Bellarmine and to Ballard. Of course, Ballard choked another chance at a state championship away. How about Sellersburg winning another one?
I know. Sellersburg got another one.
How about
weekend.
That?
That's been Sellersburg. Got
Titletown.
One.
It's Titletown.
Is it going to be Reed Shepherd Deer next year, North Laurel?
Reed Shepherd's overrated.
Yeah,
I saw he got that Texas A&M offer.
That's why he's going to go to Kentucky, because now he's overrated.
Now he's overrated. Now
Kentucky's they lower the standard.
Now Calipari will go after him. He saw that
that's
Texas
why Devin
A&M.
Askew, that's why Devin Askew's worried. He doesn't want Reed Shepherd, a senior year, coming in there and taking his spot.
Yeah, as a junior.
Texas says Teddy's done and Lamar's on deck.
I don't think Lamar's going anywhere.
Texas says coconut oil, my buddy. Keep it moist.
Make sure that coconut oil. Sounds like whoever said that likes it.
Oh, what's the spray stuff? There's spray stuff that's that works pretty good. I got a little sun mowing the lawn for the first time.
I saw,
this
yeah,
year.
You did the old the lawn's looking good. I know we use the Benadryl stuff.
Yeah,
like,
I think that might
bites and sunburns. Benadryl spray.
Have you had trouble sleeping, Mitch, with your sunburn? Have you kept? Is it just your legs? Have you kept your legs with a fan on them, or what's happening?
It's my knees and arms. Everything else is good to go.
Is it bad enough to where you turn down some lady time?
Have you not seen his legs?
I have. I'm just saying. I mean, I've got rejected for a sunburn before. Would you reject?
It'll be gone in a few days. I'm not planning on doing
it. I'm not planning on doing it. I know! He looks like a lobster.
He does look like a lobster.
Yeah, you hear you say he doesn't plan on doing it.
Grant, I went to the back and asked Nick and Grossman this. Like, it's early April. Like, the thought of sunscreen was not in my mind.
Yeah, but you're sitting right in the sun there at Great America Ball.
I know, but I knew it was going to be like 70 and perfect outside, but there's not a single cloud. I mean, it was just straight sun, like the entire – I was just roasting.
You didn't think of, like, picking some up at that night? Like, yeah, I might need that.
No, I woke up hungover.
Well,
I drank a bajillion beers on Saturday.
You're right. I've been in that situation before. You drink a lot of beers. You get sunburned. I've had the worst sunburn of my life. I was probably 26, and I stayed at a buddy's house in the lake. And just went shirtless for like two straight days.
Oh.
I wasn't in my right mind. And by the time I got home on Monday, I had to go and get a steroid shot.
Really?
Like I had like sun poisoning on my skin. It was
my
awful.
Goodness. Why did you do that the second day? Why didn't you pop a shirt on or
well,
something?
You know, it's all those days, those kind of days, is like melts into the next day. You know what I mean? It's just one of those things, just melted into the next day.
Mitch,
just, you know.
I think you'll like this, Mitch. We have the Indians and Royals on. And have you been – it's just randomly on ESPN right now in the middle of the day, which is fine. Baseball should absolutely do that.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen Jason Anderson, your boy Anderson, talk – this Royals team's all about having fun. I'm like, oh, boy.
Mike Matheny's our manager. Does he realize that?
He's like, this team is this a joy to watch?
No,
like,
Anderson.
How old are you? Like, you and Bozich watching AL Central baseball.
When did he tweet that? I'm going to –
It was like opening day or the second day, something like that.
They're all
yeah.
about having fun. He and Bozy probably tweet each other when the Royals and the Sox play. Like, hey.
Texas says Strebel clearly an expert on applying aloe vera.
Yeah, I had to do some of that. Yeah. I had to do some of that last summer.
Texas says doesn't matter who Carolina's quarterback is, they can't block.
Thanks.
Teddy was 5-0 with the Saints.
I know.
God bless you.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you.
Teddy's the greatest. He was great at Louisville. No one's arguing that.
God bless you.
Just back.
That's all I know
what
to say.
Yeah.
Lidocaine is the spray stuff. That's it.
Lidocaine, okay.
Mitch, that's what you need. That's
all
the
right.
good stuff.
Does Kroger sell it? I'll go pick it up at Kroger.
Does Kroger sell it? I'll tell you what. In Callaway County, we go to the Piggly Wiggly. We go down there and we get some lidocaine.
It's Family Dollar.
Yes.
There you go.
Even better, Family Dollar.
Mitch, do I need to take another break here? What do we need
no,
to do
No, we're
going
to go up to the top. So.
Okay, well, what sound did you have today that we didn't get to as of yet? And as of yet, obviously, we haven't got to any sound today. So what did we get to not get to that was funny today?
We got some Mike Pratt and Dan Issel sound.
Nice.
All right.
So that is a huge hole. Choke it down, he said. Move it around. Let's go.
10 to 12 is just going to be fantastic.
That's awesome.
Are they going to give us a bunch of stuff here?
I think they are, man.
Can you give me the Mike Pratt one again?
Choke it down. He said, move it around. Let's go.
They're going to give us some gems.
And I don't know. Here's the thing. I have no idea what they were talking about right there. I'm trying to think what they're talking about.
I don't know. It's possibly an injury of some sort, maybe.
I could just – Jack Grossman, because I had to do some stuff. I didn't actually go into the office today. I could just sense from a few miles away Jack Grossman when Dan Issel said slipping the screen. how bad Grossman wanted to jump in right then.
Oh, yeah. I just start talking.
Oh, yeah.
About
I did have to have a little bit of a conversation. I was like, remember, this is not your show.
Oh, you had to kind of lay down.
Not lay down.
I mean, they're Hall of Famers.
Suggestion.
Yeah, I'm saying this is more let them talk than it is on the Sunday morning hangover.
Where you're running over Nick Curran,
calling everyone snake bitten. Yeah, and Phil Baker talking NBA, like, it's different.
And every great coach somehow has a, like, there's a Jeff Walsh take with that coach. Only the great ones, though. It's a little different, Creed.
Texas says, you guys can't do that to the old guys. Oh, yeah, but I don't know if they'll ever know. I know Issel's heard the show. I don't know if he's heard the mixtape.
That's the question. I know Pratt knows what the mixtape is. I don't know if he's ever heard it, but he knows what it is, at least. Does Issel know anything about it? But that they're going to be featured prominently on that mixtape going forward.
Texas says, we need Mitch with an ESPN breaking news announcement on this tweet. I did see this tweet. Did you see FIU's new special teams coordinator? FIU.
No, Florida International?
Yes, they hired a special teams coordinator. This guy would be perfect for Bobby Petrino's staff.
Oh, man. Who do they hire?
Casey Horney.
Casey Horney.
Petrino's like,
come on down.
Yeah, you know that gif that's used on the internet of Chris Mack waving a recruit in?
Yes.
That would be Bobby Petrino.
I hate that one so
much. Well, rummage. Wait, don't say that, Mitch.
Oh, come on.
Every time a guy farts in the transfer portal, Rummage puts that out there, and then you back his take up the next day on the radio.
That recruit does look good.
You know what? He is a game changer.
Come on down.
He is the next Russ Smith.
Is Casey Horney? That's the name.
Texas says, who you guys got tonight? I have Baylor.
Baylor.
I have Baylor +5. I have Baylor money line.
I got Baylor covering, but Gonzaga winning.
Here's what I think. I think Baylor wins, and we sit the end of the game saying they were just better than Gonzaga. Like, not some BS where there's, well, this happened and the refs this or that.
Like,
okay,
they have a decent lead
throughout the game. Like, they win the game, or Gonzaga comes out and blows them out. Just blows them out. Like, I don't know after that game the other night.
That they can do that.
And Gonzaga's damn good. Don't get me wrong.
They are.
Again, I've never had an issue. I will repeat this tomorrow after they win the title. And they probably will win, it's not how good they are. This year's different. Mm-hmm. It's that other years, until this year, they were not one seed worthy.
They hadn't done the work. They had not this is the
you guys
the
may not like it, that's fine.
That they did the work in the out of conference play.
It's where football gets it right, a little bit. One of the only things that college football gets right. That just because you have a better record does not mean that you're a better seed.
Or a better team. Yeah. But, no, I just feel like Baylor just looks so much like Houston was, like, completely outmatched in that Baylor game. And we've seen closer Gonzaga games in this tournament than we have Baylor. I just think Baylor matches up with Gonzaga pretty perfectly. He's actually more athletic and better than them in some positions. So I'm going with Baylor as well.
What else do we have here, Mitch? What else do we have here?
Down goes Dick! Down goes Dick!
What was Dick Trickle?
Play the other Pratt one. This one's the one that I marked, and I marked it, and I don't know if it's funny, Mitch.
So I go out in the garage and pull him out of the garage, and give him to him. I said, you know, just bring him back. I'm not playing. Bring him back when you want to. So.
No, I thought he said, I go to the garage, I pull it out, and I give it to him. That's what I thought he said live on the radio.
Our guy Pratt, man.
He's going to be all over.
He is. He's going to be a star on the mixtape, and I don't think he knows it.
I mean, some of these are just amazing. Some of these are just amazing.
What else?
I kind of want to play the current Dana Evans one, but are we going to preview the national title game soundbreaker?
No. Oh yeah, we got to preview. I thought you said, "Are we going to preview
like,
the
break
game?"
Down the players.
I'm like, no.
I
answered back, mortified. No, I'm not going to preview the game. We have a 2.5 hour pregame, and the bonus hour has Seth Greenberg, LaFonso Ellis, and Jay Billis.
They're going to get you ready.
So they're going to get you ready for the game tonight. I think Baylor wins. I will take the heat. Me finding out about Locke and the $1,000, if Locke will win $1,000 tonight.
If Gonzaga wins, right?
Oh, I'll weep.
That makes it worse.
It
that
does.
Makes it even worse.
No, I'm cheering for Baylor more. I don't care about myself being right or wrong.
Right.
It's the $1,000.
It's $1,000 going to Locke.
That's what it is.
And it has to be Scott Drew ruin it for Locke.
Yes.
Ruin it for Locke. Because I guarantee he's had scathing takes on Scott Drew in the past.
Who hasn't he had a scathing take on?
Yeah, he's a bum or
who
whatever.
Who hasn't?
Yes.
Okay, so let's preview the national title game. The sound bracket presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic. HightowerMens.com. Guys, you don't have to live with ED or PD. HightowerMens.com. See how they can help you today. All right, national championship is set. One seeds are there, Baylor and Gonzaga. Let's start with the Zags in the upper left in the West in the Radford Warrior region. It's our overall number one seed.
If I read one more post about people complaining about fireworks because their dog is upset, I'm going to go insane. Get a better dog. I don't know any other way to say it. That's probably more insulting than it should be. I have a dog. Her name is Julep. She is a golden retriever. You could have
name.
The war of 1812 outside our door, and she sits here like ain't nothing but a thing. She sleeps. She doesn't move. Fireworks don't bother her. Thunder doesn't bother her. Nothing bothers her. That's because my dog is great. I'm really sorry that your dog is not as good as mine. It's not your fault. It doesn't make you a bad person. Is it really necessary, though, to bitch about fireworks every single... So trust me, all the things you're bitching, why do people play fireworks so much? You know you're just as bad as them when you're bitching about it every single day. And I understand there are things you can't control. If you're 6'5", you're never going to be a jockey. That's just, it's never going to happen. It's just physically, I'm so sorry, it's not going to happen. I know it's not, I feel bad for you that apparently your dog is soft. I don't know what to tell you. I feel bad for you. But as someone whose dog is not soft, let me just say, it's actually a sympathetic take. I feel bad for you. My dog is not soft, and you can come light a firecracker next to her ear, and she will go, whatever.
Whatever.
It's unbelievable. To get a better dog is Suggs blocking the UCLA power forward at the rim.
And then hitting the three.
Mitch, I don't know if you followed it. Did you guys love how many people are like, UCLA, they're shooting mid-range jump shots.
Whoa,
the analytics.
Yeah,
I mean, I was like, guys,
it?
I don't need this. Just watch the game.
They're 87% or whatever.
Okay,
it was.
Baylor, here we go. This is lock versus lock. Here we go. Oh. It's Baylor. It's the one seed.
I am stepping away from the radio dial, and I am returning to television full-time to be a news anchor at Spectrum News One, your 24-hour home for news and weather with Weather on the Ones.
Maybe you want to do something for the community. Which offers individually packaged box lunches for catering. We had one of those at Spectrum News One. Just on Monday, we had the Which box lunch. I will not have that opportunity, but the horse shows are at least one of them is scheduled, but you never know. But you can watch that at Spectrum News One. We did the story yesterday, by the way. This is pretty cool. We did it on Spectrum News One, your 24-hour home for Kentucky news and weather. Weather on the Ones every 10 minutes. The Governor's Bashir Pressers at 5 every day in their entirety. Again, I try not to mention too often that I have another employer, Spectrum News One, in the afternoons. I'm the news anchor, and I appreciate folks who watch. I actually don't say it more than one or two times a week, but everyone here teases me because they only pay attention to the limited times I do say it. U of L President Dr. Neely Bendapudi, who joined me last week on Spectrum News One, and we replayed that interview last segment. Better mention it again at 10:30 when I play the damn interview, because y'all should be grateful to Spectrum for allowing this content to be shared. I mean, this is good stuff. Even though I'm not only pretend to be a journalist in this role, I'm absolutely a journalist in my other role for my other employer. But in this role, I'm not a journalist. I'm an entertainer. The future here is incredibly bright. But long term, I am just a believer in the opportunities and the potential of what's going on at Spectrum. And by the way, the new Spectrum News app now adds our content to 400,000 more people. Consumers who don't subscribe to the cable, they can now get our content on their phone, their newscasts, and everything else with the Spectrum News app. I mean, you're broadening the audience all the time. Anyway, so yeah, long-term decision there. Lachlan McClain, happy to hang out with you on this Wednesday. Going to be 80 degrees later today, and then storms, severe weather coming in later tonight. Of course, you can get all your weather coverage, Weather on the Ones, Spectrum News One.
If you're smart, you have Spectrum and the fine folks at Spectrum News One who put out an outstanding product.
You could couldn't believe that she, on her own, could get Spectrum News One to cover a story about the saddlebred industry and how it is being impacted by the coronavirus.
Can you? Are you going to join us from set? That was kind of cool.
Yes, yes, I will. And it'll be our new set for those of you who are viewers of Spectrum News One. You've noticed our fancy spanking new set, and it's awesome. Text line 437-9680. I think Nick is doing you a favor, is trying to give ESPN Louisville some ratings exposure on Spectrum News One. The problem is they have no ratings. You're getting no exposure. If you only knew, and I'm not allowed to talk about it, if you had any idea what the ratings were for Spectrum News One, you would be thoroughly impressed. That's all I'm allowed to say, but believe me, we are quite pleased with the ratings we're getting on Spectrum News One. We did a story yesterday on Spectrum News One. I'm not even apologizing anymore. It's a great 24-hour news and weather network, weather on the ones. Anyway, but the education system.
At the end, he just didn't care.
The weather on the ones. The weather on the hawking the weather on the ones is fantastic.
It's his tagline.
Mitch, you have anything else you want to do before we get out of here? I think we're done. Streeble, what are you doing tonight? Anything? Just watching the
game? Watching the game. Just hanging
That's
out.
It, the That's game. It. Just,
yeah,
the big game.
Nothing exciting.
Scotty D over on 93.9. Bonus hour is next, and then 7 o'clock full coverage, all stations, pregame of the national title game. Bonus hour next.